الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل فإن طلقها فلا تحل له من بعد حتى تنكح زوجا غيره فإن طلقها فلا جناح عليهما أن يتراجعا إن ظنا أن يقيما حدود الله وتلك حدود الله يبينها لقوم يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, yesterday we mentioned that a person or a revocable divorce in a person's marriage may occur twice only. A revocable divorce in a person's marriage may occur twice only. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions in his tafsir, that is in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he mentions that the reason why the power of giving a revocable divorce is kept, you see here we said it is kept to two, so the reason why it is kept is because in the early days of Islam, in Ibtida'ul Islam, a person, it was permissible for him to divorce his wife 100 times as well, and then take her back in the iddah period. So long as he's taking her in the iddah period, that is fine. Now we know in the iddah period of a woman, the iddah is not a short period of time, rather it is a very, very long period of time. So a person is then divorcing his wife, and then after that he's taking her back in the iddah period. So this becomes a haraj. It becomes difficult upon the woman. So because of that, Quran was revealed, these verses were revealed in Quran to make it easy for the woman. And then Quran says that this power now is now kept to two. In other words, if a person has to divorce his wife, one divorce, then he may retain her or not. If he divorces her a second time, he may retain her or not. But in today's lesson, Quran now explains, what about if he has to give her the third divorce? Then what is the ruling regarding that? So Quran says, if he has to divorce her, in other words, he divorces her for the third time, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ, then that woman now, that woman now becomes impermissible for him until she marries another husband. And then of course we know that that marriage has to also be consummated, and there is a hadith that we will mention now. Then Quran says, فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا, let's suppose that second husband now who she married, right after the first marriage, she got married again. So that, in that marriage, that husband now, suppose he has to divorce her. فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا, then there is no sin upon them too, in other words, upon her and her first husband. أَن يَتَرَاجَعَا, for them to come together again by marriage, in other words, for them to get married again. In vanna ay yuqima hudud Allah, if they now feel, if they now are sure about the fact that they will now establish the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding their marriage, then she may get married to her first husband again, provided these conditions are fulfilled and the marriage with her second husband is consummated. There's a hadith that is mentioned, there's a riwayah that is mentioned, that there was a woman by the name of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, of course not the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Aisha was married to her cousin Ibn Ammiha, and this cousin of hers, his name was Rifa'a. So Aisha was married to Rifa'a, and Rifa'a divorced her 3 times. After that marriage was over, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha married another sahabi by the name of Abdul Rahman bin Az-Zubayr. Not Abdullah bin Zubayr, Abdul Rahman bin Az-Zubayr. So she married Abdul Rahman bin Zubayr. And Abdul Rahman bin Zubayr, he divorced her before he could have any sexual intercourse with her. Now she comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, can she now marry her first husband, who was her cousin, Rifa'a? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered her by saying, لا حتى تذوقي عسيلته ويذوق عسيلتك. You cannot marry him until and unless you taste his honey. In other words, the honey of the second person who you married, and he tastes yours. In other words, the marriage with your second husband has to be consummated. If it is consummated, and then suppose he divorces you, or he passes away, then you may come back with your first husband in marriage, you can marry him again, if you firmly believe that now you are going to establish all the laws and limits that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the huquq al-zawjiyah, all these laws in marriage, if you feel that you are going to maintain it, then you may come back to your first husband. Allah says, وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ يُبَيِّنُهَا لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. These are the laws or the limits that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains them all in these verses in detail for a people who will recognize them.